I've just watched England scrape through against Slovenia, and now we're in a Bavarian beer house in Tower Hill, where we're about to watch Germany play Ghana. Apparently they're going to make us wear German shirts as well, so I'm extremely excited about that, and I'm sure my grandparents would be very happy. Henning Vane has turned up, wonderful comedian and German supporter, and he's just given me a 1954 Germany football shirt. It's absolutely lovely thing.
What am I doing wearing a German shirt?
We're wearing German shirts.
We're so in the belly of the beast, they're showing the match in German. I can't even believe I'm here.
You haven't won a World Cup since reunification. Do you think it's time to ditch the East and start getting back to your winning ways?
Yeah, but you don't need to limit that statement to the footballing side of the country. I mean, I think that is a general statement.
Are the Germans going to win tonight and top the group, do you think?
I mean, it's England. Germany is very close when it comes to success, isn't it? So Germany has been to 13 major finals, England to one. So we are even, aren't we?
Is this what we've got to put up with all evening? In the nicest possible way, you sound more Bermondsey than Germany. Talk me through that.
I'm half English, I'm half German. I've got dual nationality. I was born in South London, but I learned German before I learned English.
Who's your favourite player in the German team?
There's no superstar amongst this lot. There's a team. Whereas England, you've got individuals. They're captors in their own teams. Germany don't have that.
Obviously, we love them all, but I think we've got a special sympathy for Lahm, Özil and Podolski.
I'm hearing a lot of love for Philipp Lahm right now.
Yeah, Joachim Love. Do you like the way he dresses?
I didn't like the way he dressed last time, during when we lost, but the first game with a blue collar shirt,
that was good.
Yeah.
Well, as a fashion correspondent for the BBC, I quite like the kind of the matching black cardigan that him and his assistant had.
I hope they're back to that tonight. That was the winning dress.
That might be the biggest sausage we see on our travels.
That is an immense sausage. But if you were going to get a big sausage anywhere, it'd be in a German bar, wouldn't it?
How many Germans do you have in the German team?
Well, they have maybe a bit different background, but they're all German.
Hey, can I play for Germany?
Of course you can.
I'm really good at football.
Let's go then.
If Ghana score, I'm going to look very upset, but I'm going to be celebrating inside.
I'm trying to be all BBC proper, but really, they are German, and in a football context, I hate them.
There it goes. As you may have guessed, that is a goal for Germany. Ozil with a brilliant shot. The only two people in the bar not celebrating are me and Tayo.
The Germans won.
Who'd have thought that would have happened?
Wearing a German shirt doesn't feel as ugly as I thought it would.
But it's his natural fibre, you see.
Is it because it's natural fibre? Here they all come. Look, there's a conga. We're going to go and join in. We're going to sign off now. We're going to go and join the German conga. Let's go.
So was hat man lange nicht gesehen. So schön. So schön.